Bitch. Is that better? Is bitch better? Is bitch better? Is bitch better?
Hey, bitches. Welcome back to another episode of Bitches Better. It's a very, very special episode of Bitches Better, actually, because my cousins are here. It's Kay and Aaron of Bravo We're Black podcast. Hello. Hello, beautiful black people.
In the cup with my twin, we be vibing. Classy bitch, and you know we be outside with it.
We are so happy to be back in this bitch. Bitch is always better.
I love showing my ass on Raven's podcast.
Like, we were like, waiting for so long. As soon as we saw that she came back, we were like, is she going to invite us? And we go invite her first. So can we go? Can we just tell her that we come in? And then she finally, like, invited us. And we're like, oh, baby, it is going down.
Because at first,
I didn't even get the sentence out yet.
I wasn't even sure. I was like, is she really going to just have everybody on besides us? Like, is she never going to ask?
Why do y'all always do this? You know, you come on here, you double team me, you bully the shit out of me. I will say, y'all are part of the reason this podcast is back too, because y'all were part of the bullying. Thanks for that, I guess. But here you go. It's been 2 minutes, and already you're coming
30 toes down.
Listen. Y'all are very busy, so I just, you know, I want y'all to come on, but I don't want to be a pest. I always feel so nervous. And like, I know we're friends, but I still just hate to feel like I'm being like annoying to people.
It's so funny because even how you ask, though, you're like, hey, and I'm like, yes.
you were like, absolutely. Anytime.
Anytime you want. Like, we've been waiting for this moment.
Literally for a lifetime, okay, like Kelly Clarkson.
Prepare to be sick of me then. I fucking love you guys so much. Oh my goodness. There's so much going on this week. Too much. It's fucking Wednesday that we're recording this, and I have had just about enough. We're supposed to be here to talk about Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, AKA Martha's House, but there's some other shit we have to get to first. So my favorite segment, Bad Bitch, Raggedy Bitch, who would like to go first?
Aaron loves to go first.
Okay.
Oh Aaron, my gosh. Go ahead. Bad Bitch. And this has to be, this is like Bravo related, right?
No, anything. It could be somebody you work with. Get it off your chest.
Oh my god.
If you need to think, I can go first.
Okay, yeah, you go first.
Kaya, would you like to go, or you need some time to
I'll go because I got a righty bitch. I'm sorry, I'm a hater. Okay. The bitch at my leasing office, and you know who you are. Ooh. Stop playing with my packages. Okay. I think that she listens to this podcast. I don't give a fuck. Like, in my head, everyone listens to any podcasts that we listen to or we're on. And so the process is that literally, I don't know why they do this, by the way, especially with a package that can either go in the mailbox, or just go downstairs, but they took literally a primer. This is for, like, before you put on your makeup, you put on a primer, if you know the routine steps for the girls and the girls. So I ordered a primer, and for some reason, they put it in the freaking leasing office. And you have to go to the leasing office, you have to sign a release form for the package, you have to bring your ID. And I'm like, okay, I get all that, that's cool. But what pisses me off is that they will email me the day after something comes there. And then what pissed me off really is that they told me, come anytime today because your package is here. I walk my lazy ass to the leasing office, which is about, like, Aaron knows, like 5-6 buildings down. So I walk all the way there to see that their ass was on lunch for an hour and did not tell me nothing. And they don't have a designated lunchtime. The shit changed. It used to be 12 to 1. It used to be 1 to 2. It used to be 2 to 3. Y'all are some raggedy ass bitches. Stop collecting my package then. Let my package come to my door.
Well, yeah. And also, don't tell me to come by anytime If there's going to be a time that you are not there because you're having lunch.
Because my Amazon packages come straight to my door. I ordered a damn like $500 item on Amazon and it's just right in front of my door and that's fine. But
yeah.
With a freaking primer, a $30 primer, I have to go all the way to the leasing office and then y'all are not there when I go there. So then I have to walk home and then have my roommate go and get it. And it just really pissed me off. So they're raggedy.
You said, I'm not going back up there.
Right? Like, you know. Oh my God. So then my bad bitch is going to go Chelsea. I don't know how to say her last name, Chelsea, from Selling Sunset. She's divorcing her husband. Mm-hmm. Don't know why. Don't know any of the details, but I love it because she's such a bad bitch. And I feel like her and Christine, unfortunately, Christine, I think her situation is a lot more serious from, well, at least what has been coming out. But like, I just want some way for this to manifest into the two of them taking back Selling Sunset, because the past two seasons have been cute, but what's cuter is when Christine Quinn is on there and she's the one who really like her and Chelsea's fashion game, those belt skirts, those ridiculous chair purses, those insane pieces of clothing that they wear. I need them back on my screen. So bad bitch Chelsea.
Okay. We support it. I would love for them to come, well, for Christine to come back, because the girls are, I don't know what they're doing over there. Like you said, it's cute. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, they're trying, but.
Are they? I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll manifest that and hope that Christine is okay. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Praying for
her. Aaron, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Okay, bad bitch is going to go to Mia from Housewives of Potomac. Just absolutely hands down. Yes. Like, thank you for carrying this show on your back. Thank you for carrying this season on your back. Thank you for giving us a last episode, because honestly, I was not going to watch that shit if she didn't do what she did.
Yeah, why would you? Why would anyone?
Because
nothing else happened.
But then, and then giving us the reunion, like, come on. I mean,
this is how it's done.
I did not expect for it to be Mia, but we'll get into that. Like, I did not expect for it to be Mia at all, not even a little bit.
Who did you expect?
Yeah.
Nobody. I just thought it was just going to be like
the throwaway season.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like, oh my God, let's just watch. Let's forget the season even as this. I didn't even think it was going to go up on Peacock. I thought if anything, like, it would have just been a blank slot. No episode.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah. And then, what's the other one? Raggedy Bitch?
Raggedy.
Mm-hmm. Raggedy Bitch is going to Xfinity. Because y'all been pissing me off and grinding my gears, and it's like the service is shit, and as soon as the bill is due you call me 80 times. I see that raggedy ass bill, you don't have to call me. So that's okay, my raggedy bitch. Xfinity,
yeah,
Michelle, Christina, I received the calls.
Yeah, and
you can go to hell.
And you can go to hell. They call you.
They only text me. What y'all would have been messy for? Like, bro,
that was me today. That was me today at work.
Black.
And then it's like they trick you. Because I'm like, I'm thinking like, oh, they're going to offer some credits or something. They're like, hey, why do you know that your balance of blah, blah, blah is due today? And I'm like, click.
And what
this is why you can't answer the phone. You cannot answer the phone when it rings.
You gotta block.
Hey, I won't do it.
They then text you and they're like, thank you for your 176. Bitch, fuck you.
You don't even deserve it.
Literally. No, like, stop talking to me, because the past 2 days I could not connect to my Wi-Fi. But do you think they're gonna give me a credit for that? Mm. Actually, they better, because they're going to hear
me. They pissed me off so bad.
Like, don't piss me off. I work from home. Like, I don't have time for this. You better be lucky that I have the hotspot thing that I can do. But even that's, you know, It's slow.
You shouldn't have to have that.
Like, and then your data, they don't even give you, like, 75% of my data is being used on what? What is going on in here? Like, you're lying. You're lying. I hate them so much.
There's no other option. Yeah, okay. Yeah. They're on the forever raggedy bitch list.
I like to block a bitch.
I like DirecTV. Shout out to DirecTV.
I love DirecTV. Mm-hmm. They would never do this to me.
Ever.
I've never experienced them.
Mm. We can hook you up.
Must be nice. Okay.
We got you off camera.
Okay. My bad, bitch. I actually had Mia as well, but I've got another one. And that's going to be Miss Ariana Maddox, because she is replacing Sarah Hyland. Thank God. No disrespect to Miss Hyland, because we love her, but she is not the host of Love Island USA. And if Maya can't do it and Saweetie can't do it, then Ariana is the woman for the job. And I'm so happy that they have figured this out. Like, excellent.
So, such a good replacement. Like, it's... And it just comes full circle, because God will use you. Like, the way that Sandoval was like, I don't have time to be watching like 70 hours of Love Island. What do you have time for, being a bitch? Painting your fucking toenails white.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But okay, well, you don't have time for it, but guess what? I'm going to host it now. How you like that? Let them use you.
Seriously, she just keeps winning, and I just, I fucking love it. Everybody's talking shit about her. Not everybody, it's Lala. And what's the girl's? It's Lala and Sheena. Ariana hasn't said a word. She just keeps winning. Yes, Sheena is
real pissy.
And she's gonna stay pissed.
And I kind of respect it, because she's not letting that shit go at all. She's like Dancing with the Stars, really?
Yeah, listen.
Bitch, are you serious?
Hold the grudge if you need to. Whatever helps.
She
said
that she was practicing her Love Island entrance, and Ariana knew that she wanted to do it.
And I believe it. I really do believe it.
She was practicing that walk and that look back. Oh, maybe next time.
It wasn't going to give. It was never going to give that. It was going to give Laura.
Like, it would have been like Sarah.
Oh my God. I was just about to say, you might as well just keep Sarah.
Yeah, fuck out of here. Okay, my raggedy bitch is Marcus Jordan, because he said, "Don't look surprised."
I thought you were going to say Larsa.
Yeah, well, like, what?
Let me walk with me here.
Okay.
So they broke up. We all know that. And she said he's not her guy because he lacks ambition, which is like shocker. But why would he? He doesn't need that. Anyway, now he's saying that she's like talking about their breakup and like him in a negative light, I guess, and using him for clout. Marcus Jordan, not Michael, Marcus. Please, Marcus, you don't have the clout. It's your dad. It's not you. You don't have it to give. You're the one that was sitting there talking about how much you wished you could be on the couch at the reunion. Okay. You want to be a housewife. You were getting clout from Larsa. Nobody, I won't say nobody would know, but I think a lot of people just learned of your existence through Larsa. And I don't fuck with you, because now you're making me stand up for Larsa. And she is also a raggedy bitch. So
thank you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that was the part I was waiting on.
Yeah, I was waiting for that, because the part about him, I agree, because I'm in the back of my head, I'm still waiting on, or like, I'm wondering, what did he say to make Julia so upset? Because if you guys remember, she was like, Marcus had an outburst at the reunion, and I was literally waiting on that, and I didn't see anything happen. So I do believe that he may have a side to him that only, you know, other people have seen, not many people. But at the same time, Larsa can go straight to the seventh death of hell, the way that she acted with Gertie and in general. So it's like, yeah, I kind of liked that Marcus was dragging her, because it was just too it was just too much for me. Larsa's this whole season was too much for me. And Lisa too much.
Oh God.
Lisa, Hoochie Stan.
I have to put that behind me.
Not Hoochie Stan.
Every time I see her name, that's what I think of.
Well, now it's going to be what I think of.
Lisa Hoochie Stan.
I've never thought of that until now.
Your mind is beautiful.
Right.
Hoochie Stan. She is a Hoochie Stan. Okay.
I also, unpopular opinion.
Oh, boy.
I do think, don't say oh, boy. I do think that Larsa thinks highly of Marcus Jordan.
Yeah.
And that's why he thinks so highly of himself. She's the one that amps him up so much, even on Traitors. Like, oh, he was going to be a game changer. He was going to be this. He's going to be that. That's my man. I can't wait to get home. She puts him up here to make him feel like he's the shit. And he's not going to, a man with money is not going to have it. He has inherited money. He's not going to have any ambition. What do you want him to do?
Why would he? Right. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So pick another reason. Tell us the truth. What happened? His dad told him, Marcus, I'm not playing with you, okay? If you keep this up, I'm writing you out of the will. I don't even care if you don't get married. You're out here embarrassing me, making me look stupid. You're on Housewives in the back?
Stop. In the back.
Are you fucking kidding me? We don't it's do true. This.
That's so
that's
true.
What happened.
That is so damn true.
He's not lying. But the good thing is, I don't even think about Michael Jordan when I see him. Like, not even at all. Not a little bit.
That's all I can think about when I see him.
Me too. Really? Yes.
Like, this is Michael Jordan's son. This is Michael Jordan's son. Michael Jordan has a son, and this is him. Like, that's all I think about. Because he doesn't do anything else. Like, what is he? He has no personality. They had the podcast, and the only reason that he seemed like he had a personality was because Larsa was so terrible at it. So,
the table had more of a personality.
Correct.
By default, he looked, interesting.
They're like going to the beach.
That's a strong word. They like going to the beach?
Yeah, that's all I know. They like going to the beach. They love
that's very interesting.
No follow up, just they like going to the beach.
It's one thing I kind of piece together.
Oh my God, I can't. Okay, let's move on. So I want to know y'all's reactions to this Potomac news. So Candace is leaving. Robin is allegedly leaving. We don't know. We haven't heard from her. My mom said that Candace quit because she's tired of getting beat up. And I said, Mom, please.
Can your mom come to the podcast?
I need to care. Honestly, I'm scared because she'd be saying some shit.
I want to bring so bad. And I'm just like, maybe I'll canceled. Try. Yeah, I'll try the Patreon maybe.
Immediately.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. My mom would get me canceled for sure. Mm-hmm. But I was like, she only got beat up one time. So I don't even, what are you talking about? But maybe she means verbally beat up as well.
Well, the way they
didn't ask follow-up questions.
What do you guys think about like the end of Potomac where they were just like, it was a town hall again about this whole thing. And while this is what I want to be clear. I'm on team Kiarna and I also don't want Sesame Street back by any means. But at the same time, I just thought that the whole Wendy confronting Ashley thing and then Kiarna getting led away in an ambulance thing, it was just like, it didn't need to take up 30 minutes, I feel. 45 minutes. Like, it was just so over-dramatized. And I also feel like the way that I don't understand really what happened, because could you tell me, like, from your perspective, what's the real story? Because from my understanding, Sesame Street threw a drink at Candace and then Kiana tried to beat her ass, and then Sesame Street threw a glass at her. So then, in my eyes, if you jumping in fights and you want to scrap, if your ass get a glass thrown at you, then that's kind of your fault. But then they made it seem like Ashley brought her there and like set it up. And then some people are trying to make it seem like it's Candace's fault. I'm just confused. Like, what is your version of events?
So first of all, Ashley did bring that girl there to like set up a fight. Not a physical fight. I don't think she thought it was going to go there.
So to get
she wanted some popping. Shit to happen. So the fact that she's like, I didn't do that, you know, I like, girl, shut up. Okay, please. We're not stupid. But also, the ladies of Potomac, I think, take themselves a little too seriously all the time. Like you said, with these fucking town halls, it's like, relax. Okay. You don't need to do all of this. And we certainly don't want to see it. I wish that they would have. I feel like they didn't include that footage of the fight, did they?
No.
Okay. So that's annoying.
They're like, no, it's too sensitive to see. Like, we can't show this. Like,
right. Meanwhile, Zeus is Zeusing. Like, shut up. Show us the fight, or else I don't want to hear about it. I need to like see it again, because there were conflicting stories.
It exactly. Seems like,
which of course that's going to happen. But I too am on Team Kiana, but. If you jump into the fight, yeah, well, now you're in a fight. So anything goes, unfortunately. There's like no rules, which is why Candace picked up that bottle. You know, you just have to like, you got to do what you got to do.
Exactly. You know? And you, what you especially think? When you got to beat my Monique that once, like you have to defend yourself. They were acting like Sesame Street ran around that club, like Monique ran around that barnyard that one time, but it wasn't as intense as that. I thought it was just like a little quick exchange, and then Kiana like got caught in the crossfire.
She didn't get caught, she jumped into it.
Thank you.
If you, and that's fine, like you said, what did she say? She was like defending her friend, or she was trying to stop her from getting to Candace or whatever, but now it's your fight.
Especially, why are you doing that, you know?
Well, wait until something happens, right? Nothing happened yet.
Exactly.
I also think that Ashley was really wrong for inviting that girl, because it's like there's no purpose of her being there. I'm not interested in her at all.
None of us are.
I don't know why you would feel like you're coming up to Candace number one. This is Candace's show that you're on. Mm-hmm. She's a part of the cast. And then you question her, knowing that literally last year you tried to make it seem like this girl's husband was trying to flirt with you. Mm-hmm. What is there to talk about? You looked stupid last season. And I think I would have just left her there. Why are we still bringing this weird ass lady
to this? If she's her friend, then I'm going to invite whoever the fuck I want to these events.
But is she really?
I see them hanging out.
She's her mommy, one of her mommy friends, which could be true. But it's just like, also, Deborah, you tried to like have the conversation with Candace last season, and she said, no, we don't have anything to talk about, which we don't. You're lying on my husband. Get the fuck out of my face, bitch. Are you serious? Right. I have nothing to say to you.
It's and weird. So you're going
to try it again and be like, oh, you didn't say the Sesame Street stuff to my face or whatever she said. Like, okay, do you want me to say it now? Like, I'm confused. Are you insinuating I'm scared of you? Because, like, no.
Exactly.
Candace doesn't care about saying something to somebody's face. She just like, who are you? You're nobody. You're not worth it.
Yeah, it just pisses me off, because it's like, I want to get on Sesame Street and I want to get on Deborah, but at the same time with Kiana, it's like, don't knock if you don't want to buck. Like, I don't feel bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just tired of her ass. Risky. I think it's one of those things where they had too much to drink and she was like, who the fuck is this bitch? Like, because that's that would be my initial thoughts. Like, why are we filming a scene with this weird ass Sesame Street character? Like, this is real life.
Why is she over here? And it's like, why is she over here to speak to me?
And yes, like, Candace, you know, like with
Wendy,
her, like,
don't come and say hi to me.
Candace call her the help. Candace call her raggedy. Candace call her all those things. What did you think she was going to say to you?
Something nice? Like, be serious.
And then she's like, I'll just throw a drink.
That'll get her going.
Yeah. I just didn't understand it. It was just very disappointing. But that last 15 minutes, baby, it made up for the whole...
Oh my god. Like, so Mia just has this boyfriend. Okay. She has been with this man the whole time. But Gordon obviously was okay with it until he wasn't, right? What, like, I just, what is the problem all of a sudden? Is it this housewives thing where she's getting the money and it's like, oh, she has money, you don't have no money because I don't know what the fuck you're doing over there, so we can just wrap this up now, it's fun while it lasted, like, we're good, and this is your kid anyway probably, so we're just gonna go.
So from my understanding, it all started with they was having that. Okay, let's take it all the way back. They was having those problems. A lot of the stuff, that's who I want to see. I want to see Jackie. Instead of Deborah, I want to see Jackie. That's who y'all have about that. Like, y'all brought her back, but not enough. That's who I want to see, especially on this upcoming season. Bay. Okay, so they had that problem with Jackie. Jackie kind of, like, if you go back, some of the shit that she was saying was true. So Mia finally went, got her some good dick. Gordon knew about it, but then he started having more issues in his family and it started affecting the business. Now, once it starts affecting the business, it's a whole different ball game because now Mia has her own money. She has Real Housewives of Potomac money. She has Instagram money. She has influencer money. And in motherfucking day, Mia's a bad motherfucking bitch. So she can go and she can get whoever she wants. So she started making her own money. He's falling out with his family. Like I said, when we were focusing on that whole African battle of the Africans, battle of the Nigerians with NECA and Wendy, we should not have been focusing on that. We should have been focusing on Mia, who was trying to open up to Robin about the, I guess, the guy that took their money and then, you know, unfortunately took his life. That is where it really, like, culminated. And she's like, stop fighting these people. Someone has already died. Stop. Yep. And Gordon, for some reason, doesn't want to stop. I think he's putting his pride, you know, ahead of things. And, like, he feels like he's losing things. He has health issues. His bitch leaving him. He has family issues. So... then, I guess, you know, she's doing her own thing that he knows about. And Gordon is now completely jealous. So he went to TMZ while, you know, they already were a little bit open about, like, yeah, we're going through therapy and we're having these arguments. But I guess an argument happened. He went to TMZ and then that's when Mia was like, okay, now it's public. I want it to be over with then. Because the tea is, I've been taking care of you for however long. I don't know. She lied a lot, so I don't really know how long it is. But I've been taking care of you, and now you're running your mouth to TMZ. So now everything is, I'm going to be with my nigga for real. Sorry.
Yeah, and so this is all his fault. He, you know, it's too emotional.
He was overreacting because he realized. But she was also parading him. Well, y'all remember what I said. If she slipped up and posted that man, it was a few months ago. I want to say last month or the month before that, or maybe the month before that. But somebody literally sent it in my DMs and was like, see what she posted on her story and then deleted it. And it was her, it was Gordon, it was the kids, and it was that man. So this was already happening. So that showed me that you've been posting this man on your close friends. You being posted that meme on your close friends, and you thought you had posted to your closeties, but you really posted to the motherfucking main. And when I seen that, you know, it just showed me, Gordon's like, okay, now at this point, you're parading this young around my kids. Like, what is going on? Like, it's too much going on. So on Gordon's end, I kind of understand it. Why he went to TMZ, I don't know. Maybe he was a little pissy about the whole situation. Maybe he was drinking. And he was like, I got something for her ass. I really don't know what
he's
it was.
He's got a little Simon in him. He can't.
Yeah, he does. You said it. It was giving me Simon energy. And then once he did it, the only difference between Gordon and Simon, though, is I do think Gordon has some sense. And once he realized what happened, he kind of fell back and he was like, okay, you know, my bad. My fault. I apologize.
Yeah. Because he's going to show up at the reunion. And I was like, that would not be me. What are you doing there? And you're saying hi to the other man. Oh, hey, man, what's going on? Like, what?
He what is that, man? Because
I know,
because
but like, why are you being friendly?
The man is taking care of him. That's why. He ain't got no money. He wants the kids.
They are having beers together. Like, while Gordon goes off and does whatever he wants to do, this man is like taking care of the kids and is keeping me happy.
Oh my God.
Mia must love this man too. I'm like, I want to know
what. She's in love.
What is the sex life like? Like,
they're having a good time.
She said that was her high school sweetheart. So,
like, he must be tearing that thing up though. Because
he is, and she's swallowing now. So, this is like, this
have
is
you ever
serious.
Been swallowed or swallowed?
Have you ever been swallowed up?
Swallowed up.
Gordon hasn't. Ink has.
The year of not swallowing. So, he's been.
That says it all.
Playing on her turntables. Good for her. She deserves it though. And that's pretty much what she was saying on the show. She's like, listen, why his ass was depressed, it was a little bit much for me. So I had to do something else.
She's like, I could barely stand to be in the same room as you.
Like, she was like, he was on the couch. In the house.
And pretty much she was like, you're not going to get up and get no money.
No ambition. Just like Marcus. Oh. Lazy, get up, get a job.
Yeah, but Marcus could afford to.
Yeah, because Marcus' daddy is still, and that's what I don't get with Marcus. Like, what do you want him to do? Pitch a HGTV show? I feel like that's what she really wants him to do, because that's literally it. That's the only thing that I could see him doing.
She wants him to put in on her all her little schemes, her tequila, her this, her that. And Michael said, no. No, because it's my money at the end of the day. And I'm not playing these games with you. He's behind everything I'm telling you.
No, I believe it now. You fully convinced me when you first said it. Because I was just like, well, what could the problem really be? Because the lack of ambition is nothing that is new. Like, he is a billionaire. Shut the fuck up. What are you talking about? You look like a fool.
She's bored.
And what's crazy is that she also has a lot of money just from being Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. So I just don't understand. It's not that I did not think that they would last forever. However, I just did not think that lack of ambition would be the cause of it. And I think that's why he went to Instagram and was like, hey, bitch, you're lying. Like, what are you talking about?
But how do they have all this time, like, all this time, too? Because aren't they having sets, like, 23 times a day?
Great question.
They have more hours in their day
than anybody in this world. So, then literally, what's the man that can do time control? I don't know.
Maybe it's not about working. It's about fucking her. And he's tired. Why? I don't know. He's not working. but
I don't know why. Yeah, and he's also young.
I mean, so. Everybody gets tired of that, like 25 times a day.
Aaron, no, okay, no, she's so ridiculous. Like, why are you 25? Lying?
25. I don't. Did she say
5 and 25 is the same every day?
That just sounds. It just sounds like a lot.
It's just that Aaron says it so matter of factly. 25 times.
25 times a day.
That's what it sounds like to me whenever she says
it's a because it's a lot. I'm like, that's too much.
It is, and it's like, sure, you could have sex 5 times a day, but not every day.
But how is she even okay? How is she even okay? That's my other question too. Like, I would think that you would be like, she would look like Bella Cullen, like in bed, like. Fucking,
you know, with the one thing IV about drip y'all, attached. Like, y'all are gonna find a way to work Twilight into some shit, okay?
Is it not
any conversation? Plot?
Bella got fucked out and she got
she's pregnant. Like, bring me an IV.
Like, oh,
fly me out and bring me an IV and place me in the bed, like, and tell my daddy I love him. That's literally,
I can't.
That's literally what happened. It got to the point where she was trying to cook her own chicken and she's like, this shit is raw and nasty. I don't know what I'm doing. Somebody take me.
My God, exactly. Sorry.
Nothing is wrong with y'all. Wrong. But I love it. And I also don't know how we ended back up on Marcus.
Oh my gosh. Also, another bad bitch. Here? Award goes to the Grand Dame for that shortcut. Like, that is such a good shortcut. And now it kind of...
I was like, for what?
the shortcut, y'all. Oh, okay. Oh my God. I forgot about all the stuff. I see that quick. But I'm still going to give her that award for that shortcut. Like, that is a I mean business shortcut. That is like, you know, I have changed. I have grown. The conversation that they had about not fighting now makes sense because of that shortcut.
Mm. Speaking of that
conversation. You have a bob or a shortcut, you could commit murder and Aaron will forgive you.
Good to know.
She just... Good to know. Not good to know. I'm not going to say.
Got it.
I'm holding her accountable, guys, okay?
You're not, but okay.
We know. It's okay.
Because she clipped that tree. She clipped the hell out of that tree.
That's not no clip. That's
to the white meat, funny. Y'all. This
is terrible. Did y'all notice when Karen was having, like, giving her speech at their little town hall about the violence? Charisse was in the background and she was laughing. Did you notice this?
I did not notice her laughing.
She was having a laugh. Too. And I was like, what's funny? But this is a serious moment. Charisse was like,
because she's like, this shit is silly. They're not gonna make her a meme. So she's like, I don't have to take this shit seriously.
Everyone like, was so serious. They were like, oh yeah.
You would think that she was taking it seriously considering that she broke her fucking leg, which I still don't understand. Like, what really happened?
She thinks it's funny too. Candace is like,
did Charisse? How did everyone but the people in the fight, Deb and Candace, get injured?
Y'all broke her jumping in. Later. Stop trying to break up fights. Let the bitches fight. Let them fight. I'm not jumping in nothing. I'm not.
Trina actually has a song with Lady Gaga about this exact matter, and that's a fun fact. It's called "Let Them Hoes Fight." So. You guys do what you will with that information.
Do what you will.
Coming out on Renaissance Act 2.
It's already out.
Oh.
I'm so dead ass serious. Like, it's a song.
Wait.
Oh. Lady Gaga and Trina, like, Trina, like, Miami Trina have a song together.
What?
Yeah.
Not Trina Vega, Trina, Miami Trina?
Liz, like, Trina Trina. Let them hoes fight. Do, 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 do.
I can't find it on Spotify right now, but...
Oh, I will be looking that up because I really thought that you were just making shit up.
I was like dead ass. That's why I was like, what? You guys don't believe me?
No.
Well, would you blame us?
I love that. I'm going to have to listen to that.
You're right. I don't blame you for that.
Now, let's move on to another mess of a couple. Portia and Simon. Oh my God. Where to begin? Because where did we last end? I don't know. When everything was happening on Monday, I saw a headline that said, Portia shows up to her and Simon's marital home with a gunman. Which, like, I thought, okay, that sounds strange, but surely she has good reason. Okay, because Simon has been playing it. Oh my God, I'm so sick of this man. I'm sick of him. And so it turns out he was not a gunman. Who decided to call this person a gunman, by the way? I feel like that's a person that comes in shooting and does like a mass shooting or something. This was like a security guard because Simon decided to change the locks and the codes so Portia couldn't get in the house and get her things. So yeah, the gun was necessary, obviously. I mean,
it was a security guard. A security guard is armed. Like, I don't understand. Like, he acted like she showed up with shooters, which she should have.
Like Meech from BMF.
Exactly. I would have showed up with Meech, Big Meech.
Oh, I'm so sick of him. And this whole thing, like, the thing that's irritating me the most is that neither one of them is telling us what the real issue is. Portia kind of got to it a little bit where she was like, yeah, he's a liar and a scammer and a fraudster. Like, I don't know him, so I can't be married to him. Which, if you didn't marry him after like 2 weeks, we could have figured that out. But it's fine. It's fine. It's too late for all of that. But Simon said that she's been like texting some man, some mystery man, and was like, don't delete those texts or else, because that's evidence. Like, what? Can he? Like, what?
What are you even talking about? You know, like, give me my shit. Get out of my face. That's my biggest
honestly,
thing.
Honestly, and leave me alone. I'm not showing you texts between my new boyfriend or my mom or my sister. None of your business.
You saw Lauren. Lauren posted about it.
What did she say? No, I didn't see it.
Oh my God. Let me go and see if it's still up.
But also, why are you in that lady's phone? Like, what
That's
are
what
you
I'm
doing?
Saying.
What kind of account did they have?
Stop being weird. Excuse me. And oh, I want to read what she actually. What Portia said, her little statement. She said, there are more than one or two reasons that we're in this place and I'm forced to make this decision. This is what she texts to Simon. I'll make sure they're written and listed for you to see. There's nothing in this world that would have told me I would have to divorce you or that I would even contemplate leaving you for even a day. However, what is between us rocks our foundation to the core. So dramatic. I love it. I've always trusted you from day one when I took your hand and started on this journey. I've always stressed to you that I feel safe with you and how important for someone like me that is. I've also loved you through and through. But all of this shows me you've not cared for me the same way. And that is a huge problem. Your job is to protect PJ and I, and you have not. Period.
Listen, that gave me her reunion speech where she's like, Cordell is not perfect by far.
Yes.
One thing Portia's going to do, she's going to monologue, okay? And same.
She is.
Good for her. So Lauren posted and deleted, you might actually get that peach. You're already leaking false stories, shaking my head. And I was like, yep, period. And then she literally hashtag Simon Gubadia in R-H-O-A in the caption.
Damn. Why is she deleted? I don't see a problem.
I think those are the lawyers and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like it's a legal situation.
I hate lawyers getting involved in shit.
You know how black people is. Like, if I don't know shit about my case, don't say shit. Like, don't post nothing. Don't say nothing. I don't know what the people going to tell me.
But, like, what could be the problem? Like, why? What are they for? Like, just get a divorce. There's no prenup here. Like, come on, you guys. This doesn't
need somebody wants some money. Do you know somebody what I mean? Wants some clout?
Get a fucking prenup that is like, we're not arguing about anything. This is what it is. And we're done.
I wonder if Simon's trying to stick around until cameras start rolling.
Of course. Of course.
But nobody wants to. I would be like, don't film him.
He doesn't even have to be filmed, but he's just going to be doing things that give the women stuff to talk about while they're filming and trying to like ruin her life that way. He's going to give them content. He's probably going to be calling and texting them. Forget about the neighborhood talk. He's going to be like, he's going to be calling Kenya and whoever else is going to be on the show. I can't remember. And doing it that way.
What do you think about the potential cast that's coming to Atlanta? Because Aaron cannot stand it.
I don't know them either. Who are these bitches?
You know Shamiga.
Yeah, I do know her. See, I wiped that from my memory.
Get Shamiga off that damn list.
So irritating.
Get Shamiga off that list. Get her off that list. I do not want to see Shamiga for nothing in this world. I'd rather look at the blank wall. I'd rather look outside. I'd rather look at birds flying in the air and like falling down, like some shit, anything. A speck of dust. Like, I just do not want to see Shamiga. I don't intro do to not. Poor things. Yes. Speck of dust. Do not. The black and white scenes in Poor Things that I just don't get. The confusing ones. Like, I'd rather see that than see Shamiga. I don't want to see Shamiga. Do not give Shamiga a piece. I do not. I repeat, don't give her anything.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Who thought that was a good idea to do this?
I don't know who it is, but let them go now. Replace them. Get somebody else. I don't know who was like, oh, I know. We'll just get Shamiga. Like, no, you won't be getting Shamiga, actually.
It's such a bad idea, and it's not going to go over well. But that's fine. They'll see. They will learn their lesson, and that's fine. Who else?
At the end of the day, the day got to end.
The day got to end, okay? It does. Listen.
Period. I ain't got nothing to do with all that, but at the end of the day,
the day got to end. Oh my gosh.
I shouldn't laugh. It's not funny. It's actually really bad. This Diddy stuff.
I had to fix my face.
That was really good. I need to learn how to fix my face. Like
I need to do
so quickly. I can't.
I learned the hard way.
That'll do it. That'll do it. Okay. So Diddy is going down, finally. His house was raided the other day for, like, a sex trafficking investigation, which I think probably comes as a surprise to no one. So when that happened, his sons, both two of them or only one of them, I don't remember, were arrested. And I think that was just while they're, like, searching the house, right? Like, they're free now. But Diddy said, I'm out of here. And he like scurried off to the Caribbean somewhere, left his sons for not for dead, but you know what I mean. Like you just, what is wrong with him? What's wrong with him? And then there's so much other stuff coming out. I can't even keep up. But whenever he's getting locked up, that would be incredible. I don't understand. Do you?
It's entirely too much. Like every 5 minutes, TMZ or the Post has a new article. Diddy likes pink cocaine. Diddy's drug mule got arrested. Diddy was not in the plane. Diddy was in the plane. Diddy don't have a plane. It's just like, can you kind of skip to like when you have solid evidence and solid not that I don't believe it. I'm just talking about, can we skip all of this and get consolidate down to it
at least? Don't like one thing, another thing, another thing, another thing. Like just wait an hour. Okay. And just put it into one article. Oh my God. What I need is for someone to make one of those like cute little timelines or little graphics, you know, with all of the charges and things. Yes. A nice
BuzzFeed. Because that's how I got caught up to the whole Kate Middleton thing. And then, and this is really a shame on white people. Like, I got caught up to the whole Kate Middleton thing. And it turned out that that lady had cancer. And y'all was over here, like, looking for her. Shame on
right.
Her.
In the wrong ways. But we weren't. I will say, we were not. I was like,
black people weren't even interested at all.
That they find that lady for real.
I wasn't. Oh, for real. Like, whatever. I'm not.
I just wasn't looking for her at all. Because I just didn't like the way that she treated Megan. Exactly. So I was like, I hope that she's okay, but I don't think that she's missing.
Yeah, and like, I don't know. They be doing. I thought they ate her shit over there. You thought they ate her?
In a good way or the bad way?
In the bad way.
Oh,
okay. Well,
I did. I'm not even gonna hold you. Like, I feel bad, but the way they photoshopped those kids, I'm like, they ate her. They had to. Poor babies.
You see,
shame on the palace and shame on the people who started all this shit. In addition to. Like, I know we're talking about Diddy, but this is Diddy adjacent. Did y'all see that somebody called J-Lo the Puerto Rican Harley Quinn? Because she was out there running around with Diddy while he was committing all these crimes, and then now she's married to Batman.
Since she wants to be from the Bronx so bad and scruffle up her hair.
She wants to be.
Scruffle up her
I'm running
hair.
Through the street.
You guys see that? I remember being on the Bronx.
Crazy little girl. Just crazy. Just dreams and titties
running
out.
Running around the fucking Bronx with my hair like this. Fucking with a gun in my hand.
She literally sounds like the Lana Del Rey ride monologue.
It's ridiculous. I'm like, girl. Stop. She's like with a McChicken in my hand. Fucking shooting at people. All goddamn day with my hair roughed up. I'm like, girl.
Cut it out, Jennifer.
Made in Manhattan. Made in Manhattan? Selena? Enough? Like, you are not.
She said, I'm him.
Oh. Girl, stop. And it's like, it just killed me. The hair ruffle is what killed me. Ben Affleck is so sick of her. Like, I just know
her.
It.
He hates
I
her.
Know it.
Hates her.
But they have a clause put in place, allegedly. Because she doesn't want to look dumb again. Because she keep leaving everything that she gets.
Well, she shouldn't have ruffled her hair like that. It's too late. And made that little statement.
Me personally, that would be the last straw for me. I would be like, you know what? I could deal with a lot of things. But that little speech that she did on that chair. Crazy little girl from fucking was, like what are you talking
ruffled,
about?
The storytelling and then the lean forward, like
like she really said some.
My
shit.
My life was so powerful. Hard. It's like she's not way. Even from.
Stop. And then the people from the block are like, "Bitch, we asked you for money. You said no. What are you talking about?"
And then the people who love her, they're like, "She was in a one bedroom, one bathroom." And I'm like, "Bitch, we was all in the motherfucking one bedroom.
We've all
what
exactly.
part was
I'm
she
from the Bronx
from?
Too?" Then shut up.
Why do it's you like, have this accent and your sister don't?
Well, let's you know that stop. Happens sometimes, just like with the Braxtons. You know, she's.
Don't do Trina Braxton.
Trina. Man, who's Trina from?
That's funny as fuck.
So it could be something like that. She is the Trina of her family. No, that's so rude. I'm so sorry, Trina.
I want her to go away from me.
It's not going to happen, unfortunately.
It's giving me what Anne Hathaway gave in that movie.
What, the movie when she said nigga?
Yeah, that.
Yikes.
And that was rough. And Anne Hathaway I actually enjoy that movie. But Anne Hathaway, she don't really talk about that movie like that at all. And I'm not gonna be fake. I did enjoy the movie back then, and I did at that point in time.
It was a different time.
It was a null and void for me. Yeah. I was like, she didn't mean it like that. Like, she was just having a good time.
Okay. Raven, next topic. Just having
a good time. I have grown and I realized, you know, she can't be saying this stuff. And she realized it too. This one, she was like, I'm not revisiting that. So,
Growth. Okay. One last thing before we talk about Martha's House. Baddies, Caribbean. So before we started recording, Kaya and I were chatting and I said, I'm seeing so many spoilers. So like, I haven't watched, you know, I don't watch them. I scroll past, but I'm like, why are they doing this? This shit is worse than Bravo with these fucking spoilers. They're posting, and it's not like you cell phone footage. It's like actual footage. How are they getting this? And I need to unfollow the T pages we found, but like, oh my God, who bit Jayla? Why is she wrestling with Scotty? Huh? Why is Aubrey there? What's going on?
I can't figure out. Why the fuck was Tommy screaming, who got her horse? That was the only, like, fuck everything else. Tommy and that horse, I don't know what was happening, but I was so invested.
Somebody took the horse and she said, where is my horse, Sarah? Like, whoever the fuck she was talking about. And I was like, Sarah, you better get that fucking horse.
Yeah, it was like Renaissance promo, but like she was dead ass.
And then she was riding it. And so like, what do you mean you're a horse? You went down there and bought a whole horse?
Where is it that cheap?
Like, no. Horses are expensive.
Because I was like, bought a horse. I would buy one if I could.
No. That's and certain. Is she copying Jocelyn? Because, you know, she has a horse, too.
And that horse walks real different.
Something's wrong with it.
Why? I'm going to say what they said about the horse.
Like, but I thought around. She said it was like a Spanish style. Like the,
no,
like
it dancing. Is. But I don't like it.
Oh.
I don't like it. I don't fuck with horses.
The horse was doing fucking bachata.
It was showing off. Like Jocelyn's in there teaching it choreography, and that's why it's doing that, probably.
No comment on the horse, because I read a comment that changed me forever about that horse.
Read it, share it.
They're like, the horse is on cocaine too.
Oh, well, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Listen, she said it. She screamed to the audience, who has cocaine?
That horse just likes Pitbull and Prince Royce. I just have a feeling about it.
She get this horse from? And why does she have Royce. It?
Royce. I imagine you know exactly what song I'm referring to. I feel like because black people love that song too. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you what it's called because I don't know. I just know when I hear it.
Know when it comes on.
I'm like... Like, yes.
Wait. Are y'all gonna watch Transforming Rolly?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna watch it.
Really?
So I'm gonna watch
all
it.
That surgery shit, blood sucking, fat sucking.
Because it just looks good. The trailer, I'm not gonna lie. She did that. Like, that trailer did look good.
I couldn't watch it. I don't like that stuff. I'm a fan. Yeah.
It's like a doses of Drea to me. I know you guys did not watch Doses of Drea, but I thought
free Aaron from the shackles of Doses of Drea.
Doses of Drea, if it came back, would be really good right now too. I'll tell you that. Yeah, because they would be like, She is. She dating that young boy. They and they need to give the audience a segment too. Why you out here dating that young boy? No, you won't.
Would like to know. Oh my god.
They would definitely call her out.
You
Joey Chavez. I don't give a fuck. Like the young boy wanted them. So what's up?
But what do you want with the young boy?
His money.
Oh, I also wanted to know, how do you guys feel about the Bad versus Wild? Have you guys been enjoying that?
I enjoyed the first one.
I enjoyed the first one.
I want them to cancel it.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I don't know.
Why are you calling for a cancellation already? Did you not enjoy the first one? I feel like we talked about this.
Was okay, but it's just like, it's too much. It's too much going on. It's all over the place. The security
got some nervous, too much going. What are you saying? Security is not
even doing the job that it's supposed to do. Like, it's just
Explain the difference. I'm also tired of baddies.
Okay, because baddies is like, this is one group of girls that I got to worry about. It's either they're going to fight, they're going to shake ass, they're going to have fun. That's it. But this Bad versus Wild thing, it's like we never know what's going to happen. Biggie gets her ass beat again.
That's her fault.
And again. And again. And it's been happening frequently lately, and I don't know what's going on. It's like she backs up, and she still gets her ass beat.
Some people just can't fight.
Stop running her mouth. Yeah.
You're just tired. That's what I seen in the comments. Everybody is like, she needs to stop smoking.
I don't think that's going to help her. I think Kay is right. She just can't fight. And that's some okay. But stop putting yourself in the position
to have to fight.
I never hate Biggie, though. That's the thing.
I wouldn't either. I'm trying to help her.
No matter how many fights she loses, I'm like, but that's still my girl. So
she is. She's great.
But I just wanted them to cancel that. And just after the Little Women episode, they just need to.
I didn't know that there was going to be a season two, like to cancel.
Oh, just in case they're playing it on it. I don't know. But Brain.
My least favorite one, I will have to say, is the twerking one, the one that they just did, because it was just like, what was the point?
Bring back Little Women Atlanta, Zeus. That's my next thing. Little Women Atlanta belongs on Zeus.
You're right.
Agree.
Miss Juicy Baby, Tanya.
Okay, send an email to that man and see
what Lemon Pepper.
Yes. Okay, let's talk about Martha's House now.
Okay.
First of all, I'm so fucking excited and happy that this show is back. Thank God. Because I cannot deal with the regular Summer House. I can't do it anymore. So I'm so happy that these people are back. What did you guys think about the premiere? And do you have a favorite? Only one.
Oh, damn. Only one?
Only one. We're not doing this. Don't make a list.
Oh, you ate me up. Damn. Oh, yeah. I guess you know me. I think that Noelle, like, she just seems like she's ready to have a good time. I love her Southern accent. She's representing for the South. She don't eat at everybody's house. She throwing ass. She taking names. She's pretty as fuck. She's AKA, you know, I want to see if something happens between her and Alex. And yeah, so Noelle is my favorite. As far as the episode, I think it was excellent. I do think it was a little bit extra at the dinner table. Like, I get that you love each other, but also some of y'all hate each other. So was it? Stop lying.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
There was plot. There's mystery. There's like, ain't nobody. It was just like a lot of things going on that I did not expect from them. Because I did notice, because I, you know, we follow them. I do notice that like some people hang out more than other people. And obviously, mm-hmm. since the last season dropped, Jordan has, as she should, has turned into like a huge star within the Bravo sphere. I am excited that, although I don't really like the fact that Silas is in a different country because I want him to be okay, but I like that we're going to get Jasmine by herself. And we're going to be able to reconnect her with the girls and see her where her real personality is. And shout out to Summer for just putting it all on the table. Like, you were inside of me. Why are you acting weird? Why are you being weird to me?
Me, of all people. Yeah. Okay.
Damn, that was good. Very well played.
That was, yes, that was so good, Kay. Okay, Aaron, your turn.
I don't know. I can't top that, but I can just say, like, I love Preston. Like, Preston is definitely going to be my favorite. He is giving me drama. He's giving me emotion this season. He's giving me attitude. Once he does that point, once he points his finger like that, I just know something's about to be said and something's about to be done. And, you know, I like we said, I can't have a list. So I'm going to have to go with Preston.
No, because I know the list would be long. It would be the same for me.
All of them.
Difficult, right? So if literally, and we could just, you know, we'd have to rank them. That's how
that would have to go.
Yes.
I love that damn dog.
I want the dog gone.
What? You heard me. Oh, God. I forgot about this, Raven. You and this damn dog. I forgot.
Get the dog out of here. So you brought the dog the first time around. You didn't tell nobody. And now he's just a cast member. Now I just have to deal with the dog in the house.
The dog is has. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, this the is dog not the is time
just
or place.
Like, I'm just here to eat my crumpets and watch fights. That's what the dog is trying to do.
It's not a nice environment for Milo to be in. He's not having a good time.
Or is he?
No, he's not. Bria's terrorizing him.
He's turning the hell up.
No, he hates it. He hates it.
And Amir is picking him up. He's like, I like this shit, bro.
Now that
like,
part is fun. Yes.
I'd love to be picked up by Amir.
Yes, wouldn't we all? That's the only upside.
Like, I understand. No, like, he made it clear on the show that Natalie don't play. I respect his relationship. I am not a Sheena Shay. I'm just saying, can she fight?
I don't think so. Okay. What is her deal? Because I feel like she is a problem. And I don't think I like
her. She's a little pissy. Mm-hmm. It's like, her deal.
Calm down, you know?
But I don't, like, can you blame her?
No.
Listen, though.
Nobody wants him in the house.
Looks like how he looks. Like, let's be real. Okay.
Yeah, he looks like how he looks. But they don't want him. They would have gotten with him if they did.
Well,
like,
she don't
know, but to be fair, I don't like, okay, y'all didn't fuck last summer, but what about this summer? And y'all can be drunk and y'all know like each that. Other and you're going
Well, it's easier
house.
Said than done.
No.
It's easier said than done. Like, mm-mm.
It's easy done. You just don't, you don't date them. You fuck
she
them.
Thought she could handle that shit. She could not. This girl is showing her titties. Was showing her titties all last season. Like, let's face it.
Oh, God, I love Shanice. Oh, my goodness. My Come angel. On.
So the way she's looking at it, she's like, y'all bet not. I don't want to hear nothing about nothing and nobody going up in my man. And I felt that shit.
I hope
like,
she
don't
doesn't listen to this podcast.
I feel like she does.
Well, does she want to fight me? Does she want to fight us?
Listen, you got
I don't want your man. I'm just, you know, we're just commenting.
You just want to have, you know, you want to see them have a good time without her literally just making him like, oh, but Natalie, girl.
Yeah, the only
Natalie
on
that can chin check me is Natalie Nunn.
Natalie Nunn.
Exactly.
I was about to say.
He just came in. Yeah, he came in like way too hot about the girlfriend. Okay, damn, we know you have a girlfriend.
And you know she don't play.
She's gonna cut your dick off. Okay.
That just tells me she do not play. Like, literally before he came to the house, she was like, and if you ever motherfucking try me, like, I swear on everything. Everything. I'm gonna take your ass. I'm a motherfucking Jonathan Majors. I'm a motherfucking don't
not play Jonathan. Oh God, Lord
help. That's how I just feel. Do not
okay,
play.
Okay. Now another important question: should everyone be invited to everything?
No, because like
possible. Is it realistic?
Because listen, in real life, you have different groups of friends. Right. Sometimes when one person goes, they don't really mesh well with another person. So I would not, you know, invite everyone all the time. Or sometimes you just want to hang out alone, like with like your, you know, it could be a group of like five and then like three of them are close, or like a group of 10 and like four of y'all are real close, you know, like as long as they're not purposefully disinviting one single person every single time, I don't really see the problem.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, because it's like the vibe changes when you have different people there, or if other people are missing, it's just like a different, you know, situation. So like, no, you don't need to be invited to like every single dinner. You don't need to be invited to every whatever the hell Alex was having, this is music shit. But Jasmine, that's not nice. I get why they don't necessarily want her at things if she's continued acting the way that she was like on the last season. That's annoying. I don't know. I guess I just feel bad for her when you like see it play out. It's like, oh, don't leave little Jasmine out. It's not her fault.
I like her.
Terrible.
I love her. You know? When you have that person that is especially maybe like she was trying to bring Silas everywhere. Like you have that homegirl that's always trying to bring her man. No.
And she probably wouldn't even try to bring him, because I feel like she tries to get away from him. I feel like he would
try to come.
And it's no, this is a girl's night. Like, you're not invited. You can't come to this. You weren't invited. And he's like, well, I guess we're not going.
Exactly.
I know they was happy as hell. Like, oh, thank God. It's just Jasmine. Yeah. That's why immediately I would have been so, like, warm towards her, because I'm like, it's just me and you, girl. Like, I know that now he's all the way in another country. I don't have to worry about him doing no pop-ups, nothing.
Those Virginia, whatever he said.
Wherever the hell he is.
Wherever he is. Have a good time. God bless him.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope he stays safe. But like, I'm so happy he's not going to be on here. And I like, honestly, I don't need to see another FaceTime either. Like, that's thrilled. Enough. You know what I mean?
I'm just glad that he checked in. Okay, bye.
That's enough.
Oh, it's so nice.
Yes. Okay. Summer versus Alex. Where does everyone land here in this situation where he was previously inside of her and then proceeded to leave her out? He didn't invite her to the music thing. And it's
not Kaya pondering.
That was just wild. It was wild for her to say, and then she stood by it. So I kind of had to respect it. You know, like me personally, you couldn't even beat that. Batman couldn't beat that out of me. But she was just like, absolutely not. I'm going to tell everyone. I'm going to tell them now. So I didn't think it was necessary, but it was great for viewing.
It wasn't necessary for her to call him out at all, or for the "you were inside of me" comment.
The "you were inside of me" comment. Like, that was.
But
like,
don't you think that really drove the point home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said I had to respect it.
He pisses me off, and he always has. I can tell
exactly what kind of guy he is. Like,
well, right, because you've dated one, right? I know I have, and it's right. Like, you are not going to sit there and just not react. And then right. when you say like a little something, you're talking like this, like you're so calm. So like you must be in the right and I'm crazy now. I'm not giving that energy. Like, first of all, you right. don't give anything energy. You don't have any energy at all. What are you doing here, by the way? Who invited you here?
You're making me look crazy. And, right. and it's like, and that drives me crazy. And then now, you know what? I'm going to have to say it. So, like,
well, because then you're deflecting too. That's the part. It's like, you didn't invite me. Why? And then he's like, well, if we want to talk about not inviting people, let's talk about Jasmine. Like, sure, we can do that next. But we can talk about that after you answer my questions, because you're not mm-hmm. saying anything right now. And it's weird because in your confessional, you're like, she's taking pictures of me. I don't like it. She's, you know, she's, you have to be on some email list that you sign up for. That's how you get invited. Like, why aren't you saying any of this right now? That would just clear it up if that was the truth. But it's like, yeah, you're lying. Just say yeah. you didn't want her there.
Yep. And what do you think about that whole yeah. situation?
I literally think the same thing. I'm like, it would have been easier to say like, oh, they didn't have enough tickets. Like, they was all sold out. I gave the tickets away. There was no more. I'm sorry. That's it.
What do you think about Summer like saying you were inside of me? That's what I want to know. Fuck all that.
Oh, I thought it was too much. Like, if you were going to say something like that, you could have been like, wow, we were
oh,
that's the same thing.
It's just like more raw and intense, I think. Like, but like when you say inside, that's like, whoa. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think fucking is a little bit easier to process for me. Because that's what y'all was doing, you know?
Yeah.
But when you say inside, like, even though it's not, technically it's not as vulgar, it is in my mind. I'm like, whoa.
Well, I think it's more.
It is more vulgar.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
You're right, and that's silly to think that, right?
Yeah, because it's like I'm eating my fucking like crab rangoon, and then you say something like that. Like, I don't know. I don't really. Pretty girl, like beautiful girl.
Well, so wait, which one was the one that was dating the dude from Insecure? That was Shanice.
That was Shanice, yeah.
Okay. Because yeah. I'm like, girl, last season I had you back, but this season.
I don't know. And then on top of that, I think Alex came in that house like, I really don't want to blow my cover because he probably want to fuck on somebody in the house.
Exactly.
You're right. Probably the Noelle, right?
Yeah, Noelle.
Which, like.
And she's down. Like, she's into it.
I'd like to see it.
I want to see it, but I don't want that.
I want them to show it like when, because I did not want to hear Jasmine and Silas last season. But they I want to hear so much. Alex, like, and Noelle.
How is that allowed?
Yeah, I want to see it like a mea culpa scene.
Yes. Now we're talking. But like, I don't think it's going to be like, I don't know, Alex. I just don't think it's would be like a good show, to be honest.
You don't think that he's a good lay? Yeah. No. Okay. So let me think about the guys in the house. Preston's. I'm not on his roster. Alex, Amir.
Alex isn't gonna do anything. He's Nick. Not gonna do any work. I think what, Nick would be think, a good time. Honestly.
You think so?
I do.
It's always the ones you don't expect.
Yeah.
I feel like he is, though, because of that R&B.
Yeah, Alex,
like,
yeah.
He does the singing. Yes. Like, he's like a Jamie Foxx in a sense.
No.
Like, you remember when Jamie Foxx
right would, there.
Okay, but let me say this.
No, let him cook for a minute. Please.
Because you remember the Jamie Foxx show. It's like Jamie used to do some annoying ass shit and you would be like so over his ass. And then at the end, he would come in on the piano and you would be like, when I was in the... and you're like, oh my God, that nigga can sing. Like, fuck what just happened.
Doesn't sound like that.
Like, I love, but he does sound good.
But if you can sing it in any capacity to me, I'm like, whoa.
Whoa.
That gives you like two points.
I've already forgotten what happened, honestly.
Singer draws.
I'm ready to move forward.
Oh. Noted.
You're ready to move forward.
All's forgiven.
Getting body. You know what?
It's all right. Oh, it's okay. He didn't mean to do it.
Do we think he ever sang to Summer?
Yeah, that's why she's so mad.
That's why she's pissed.
You wrote me a song. Have you ever dated a rapper and he wrote you a song and he literally played it for you and then he literally like makes you feel crazy and then he's not texting back and then he texts back and he's just like, oh, I was in the studio all night. And you're like, what do you mean you're in the studio all night? It's just like very, not that I know.
No, I haven't, but it sounds like you have.
Not that you know.
Well, no, yeah, I'm not even cap. Yeah, if you date a rapper, it's just don't date a rapper.
And it's R&B on top of that. Like, rapping is good, but R&B is
R&B
like,
is different. Like, that's sexy. Because it's not around anymore. Like, no one's doing it like that. Girls, yeah. But men,
mm-mm. And he's probably, like, singing some Jodeci. Come on now. Some Maxwell.
I do not want to hear.
Get wings up.
Speaking of.
Oh God. Oops, you have fucking Wingstop. Do you have it on the way? Is it being delivered?
That's an option tonight. Because I was like, what am I going to eat?
That sounds good. Okay. What else? We talked about the dog. Oh. When they were on the boat. No. We'll get to that later. Well, yeah, when they were on the boat. So what do you think about Jordan and Jasmine? Is Jordan just over her? Does she just not want to be friends anymore? And she like is trying to find an easy way to like let her down easy? Or is she really going to put some effort into this friendship over this summer? Well, this 2 weeks, however long they're going to be there.
What's I think, like she said, it's going to be a different kind of friendship.
So like, she don't want to be friends with her.
She don't want to be friends with her, but you know, she's okay with being cool with her. Because I think whatever Jasmine did, like, I don't know, it's just like, she knew her before the show, right? So that's what makes it more authentic. And it's just like, okay, I get that you got married and I'm happy for you, but you're trying to literally force me to settle down. And I constantly told you no. And then now this summer you come back and all is good. Like, no, like you literally pissed me off. You made me feel like a brazen whore, like just because you got married. So right. We can be cool, but I'm not trying to be like back with you like that.
Because she can't trust her. It's probably in the back of her mind all the time. Like, oh, you think I'm a loser because I'm not married? Like, she could be married. Anybody could be married if they want to. Okay, you could find any old body, which is clearly what Jasmine did, right? Because anyway, I was seeing.
Oh God, I just caught that.
I was seeing some comments like on Twitter and people were like, oh, Jordan isn't giving Jasmine any grace. You know, she's transitioning. This is a new phase of her life, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, that's not what this is. Jasmine was being 100% obnoxious. If I was going around to my friends, like right after I got married and being like, so when are you going to get married? Who are you dating? Who are you? Well, you're not dating anybody. Why not? Like, just that's the only conversation I'm ever having with you. Like, just because you've made that like your whole personality doesn't mean that I need to do the same thing. That is so annoying. Like, can we talk about something else? I have other things going on in my life.
I gotta get it.
No.
What do you get, Aaron? What do you get? Because I want to know in case you're getting married soon.
I just get it because it's like, okay, if I've had the wedding that I want, which is the Twilight wedding.
Great.
Like after my Twilight wedding and after I have my rib truck out there and we have ribs and like I go on my honeymoon and shit. If you're not married, I'm going to definitely be like, so when are you going to get married?
Why though?
So annoying.
So when are y'all going to get married? Y'all thinking about getting married? I'm going to literally bring that shit up just like that.
But why?
Because it's just like...
It was like an aspirational marriage.
Were you asking that before? Like, when are you going to get married? Like...
Not quite, but... I just want to know now.
And I think y'all.
Jasmine...
Everybody doesn't want to get married, though. And, like, that's fine.
You know what? I respect that. I think Jasmine was honestly just going through the motions of her own things. And I think... I don't think she meant it in that way. I think it came across that way. But I feel like, honestly, she was just... Like Jordan said, she was trying to play... the good wife. She was worried about her marriage. She was trying to, and I think with all that being said, she was imposing onto Jordan. And I honestly think she was a little bit jealous of Jordan, if anything, because Jordan has that freedom. Jordan isn't tied down. Jordan doesn't have to wake up with somebody complaining about why you didn't iron my clothes. When are you going to cook breakfast? What are you cooking for breakfast? She didn't have to deal with any of that. So I think Jasmine was looking at her like, girl, you need to get married so you can go through this shit with me. And so
misery loves company, right?
Yeah, I'm not the only one. But I think now that she's by herself, she's kind of looking at Jordan like, I'm really not that person.
Yeah. I was.
I don't believe she's that person anymore. I think she's like, you know, maybe I did get a little bit carried away. And I really do believe that Jasmine has good intentions, which is why
she's a nice person.
I wasn't so upset about it. And I think they just honestly need a breakthrough. Right now, Jordan is still has a bad taste in her mouth from how Jasmine treated her the first season. But once they get the ball rolling and they start hanging out, and I think Jasmine announces her pregnancy and all of that, they're going to be a lot closer. I do believe that.
Yeah, I want to give her a chance.
Yeah.
Friends
before.
Because she didn't do anything that bad. She was just like, why the fuck you not married?
Yeah, she's just annoying. We all do that sometimes. It's, you know.
I've done it before and I'm not even married.
I did it, Aaron, why are you not married? I was not married. Yeah, when are you getting married?
When am I getting married?
Yeah.
Yeah, when?
It'll be sometime next year. We'll see.
Oh, okay.
Damn! I love that you had an answer.
I don't even know.
But you have to speak, you know, you have to be confident about everything.
Remember I said that I was getting married this year?
I still believe that you are. Because it's not even like...
Wait.
April.
It's March. There's time.
Yeah.
I think I ran out of time, guys. Yes.
You ran out of time.
I ran out of time. For this year. No. I have to move it back to 2027.
Portia literally got married in 4 hours. You got time.
That's right. And if you do have a whirlwind romance, just do your Googles, okay? And if you don't feel like it, I will do it for you. I will look him up.
Y'all do background checks?
No, but I would. Marry
someone, I would.
You should. I thought, like, my husband, I've known him since I was 17, so it wasn't necessary. I already know everything.
Okay.
But if I didn't, yes. Absolutely.
That's so beautiful, y'all. Black love.
Oh.
Raven, if you ever get a show, I want you to invite me on and I want you to question me about why I'm not married.
A show? I'm not getting a show.
Well, who knows?
Mm-mm. This is a show.
Yeah.
Question
me now.
I just did.
And you gave us an answer.
Oh.
And next time you come, we'll just do a little check-in. I'll have more questions prepared then, more in-depth things. You're going to be interrogated. So
be rude about it too.
Get ready. Oh, that's
like call like doable. Really call me. Why your ass named Mary? The fuck?
Okay. You heard it here. He asked for it.
I'm skipping that one, y'all, because I ain't married yet.
Okay, well, Aaron only, you're going to get it. Oh my God. Thank y'all for coming and doing this. This was just as fun and as chaotic as I expected. And I appreciate you for it.
Thank you for having us on. Like, each time I have such a good time, and then like 5 hours passes by and I'm like,
I know, that's why
I'm it like, just felt like 5 minutes.
Yes. Okay, please tell everyone where they can find you. Although I'm sure that they have found you already, but just in case.
At Bravo Wild Black on the Instagram, on the Twitter. You can follow our podcast and subscribe to that. Well, you can't follow it, but you can subscribe to it definitely. And leave a nice 5-star review, a real nice one. It's called Bravo, We're Black. And then you can follow us on, you could add us on the Patreon too, patreon.com/BravoWildBlack. And yeah, get to know us, guys.
Yes, get to know them. They're delightful, as you've heard.
Mm-hmm. It's like, and we're a lot more calm on ours. Like, we just show our ass on here.
Right. What?
Yeah, we're a lot more reserved on ours. Yeah. Uh-huh. We just come to Ravens to like show out.
Right. We like that here.
This is the place to do it. Okay. There's no rules here. The Wild Wild West. Okay. So y'all know where y'all can find me at Bitches Better Podcast on Instagram, at Bitches Better _ on Twitter. Stick around. I have a few more thoughts about things that I need to get off of my chest. Some Vanderpump Rules stuff. So yeah, we'll get to that right now. All right, y'all, I'm back. And what I wanted to talk about, I really just wanted to talk about like some Vanderpump Rules things. Not even talk about, I want to monologue about them and then just be done with it. And I felt like if I talked about it with Kay and Aaron, that I would have had them with me for like an extra hour, and they have things to do. So here we go. First thing, I watched the latest episode of Vanderpump Rules, the after show. And what I want to know is, why the hell are Kristen, Jax, and Brittany on there? Like, you successfully slithered your way back onto Bravo by way of the Valley. So just stay over there. You know, you're not on this show anymore. Why is this happening? I need an explanation. So I've been, I don't know, I can't remember who told me to like watch these after shows, but I don't even think they were talking about the Vanderpump Rules one when they said that to me. I think it was for one of the Housewives shows. But a few takeaways. The Toms tried to say that Katie was the aggressor in the situation with Max. Like, and they were saying it in a very annoying way. Like, it really irritated me. Like, so what if she was? Why are y'all so worried about Katie's pussy? You know, Schwartz, you didn't give a shit about it throughout your entire relationship. So get over it. Stop being weird. The Tom and Ariana House thing comes up, of course, and basically he sent her a bullshit offer for the house, which is what he was, trying to talk to her about whenever he came up to her at that event. And Ariana said that her and her lawyer didn't respond to it because they were like, when you're ready to send a serious offer, we'll respond. Until then, you can go to hell, which I think is perfectly fair. Tom Sandoval, he's talking about how he wants to raise his family in that house and build a bar somewhere in the house, ? And have the band setting up in the living room to play. Like, it sounds like a nightmare for his future kids and whoever his partner ends up being, if there is one. But like, good luck to you on that journey, Sandoval, because Ariana's out of there. She bought a new house. This wasn't talked about on there. I just saw this on Instagram. But she bought a new house and it was sold to her by Ben Bellick from Buying Beverly Hills. Jesus, that's hard to say. So anyway, now she's out of that house of horrors, finally. And I don't want to hear anything else about it from people who don't care to turn their brains on about the situation. And I'm looking at you, Lala, and other people, but mainly Lala, being like, why doesn't she just move out? Why can't he move out? Why has no one asked him why he isn't leaving? I'm so sick of that topic. I'm moving on. Sheena and Kristen talk about Joe and how she knew about Sandoval and Rachel the entire time that they were having their affair. And that's the reason that they don't fuck with her to this day, which is interesting because Schwartz also knew the whole time and they're buddy-buddy with him again, like nothing ever happened. And Sandoval, who did the cheating, oh, he should be forgiven because we all make mistakes. And I'm just like, well, that's interesting. Like Lala and Schwartz are literally going on day dates and Lala is having heart-to-hearts with Sandoval in his backyard. But she was the loudest one at the reunion last year. Like, girl, go away. You know, you're not someone that can be taken seriously at this point. Was she ever? No, not really, but it's like reached a new level now. What onto the episode. The whole Schwartz and Sheena makeout thing was just as disappointing and like a letdown as I expected. Remember when the trailer came out and everyone was like, what? Sheena and Schwartz made out? When did this happen? Blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, this is like not really a big deal, but like, whatever. Schwartz was cheating. Okay, whatever. The point is, Brock is an idiot, which should come as a surprise to no one. But yeah, an idiot nonetheless. Brock, sweetie, Schwartz making out with Sheena when he and Katie were dating, so cheating on Katie, is not the same as Katie hooking up with one of Schwartz's friends after they were divorced and after Schwartz completely disregarded the whole don't hook up with anyone in our friend group agreement that they made. And he went and hooked up with Rachel like immediately. So this is called getting your lick back. And Katie was well within her rights to do so after all the shit that Schwartz has put her through over all of these years. And last season, Katie did say she'd run a train through Schwartz and Sandy's if he kept playing with her. And it looks like she got started on that. So well done, Katie. The fact that any of these fools think that Katie should even consider Schwartz's feelings at all at this point is beyond me. Like, please be serious. And Lala, she can shut the fuck up about not knowing this version of Katie who does revenge fucks. Well, get to know her then, bitch. We gotta listen to you talk about your vagina and make sex jokes all the time. You don't get to be the only sex positive person in the group, honey. And what is Sheena so mad about, by the way? I did not understand her attitude at all during all of this. It was very strange. So like, can someone explain it to me? Because I'm not going to watch it again, obviously, but I do want to know. Now, speaking of Sheena, why is she tracking her friends' locations like they're her man that she suspects is cheating on her? Like, I'm sorry, but that shit is weird. And I would stop sharing with her immediately. My friends and I share locations, but it's like in case of emergency, you know? If I feel like you've been kidnapped or something, or like you've stopped answering for days, I'm going to take a look. Absolutely. Otherwise, the thought never crosses my mind. I'm not checking your location. And I don't know why Sheena is bullying Joe. It's really weird, especially since like Sheena was the one who was bullied for so long in the beginning, right? So this is very odd. Now, is Joe's energy on par with a crackhead? Absolutely. You know, she actually reminds me of Kim Richards in that way. And like, y'all know Kim Richards, she makes me uneasy because of her energy. I just don't like it. And Joe has that going on too, but anyway, if the girl wants to put a hat on top of her scraggly hair all the time, let her. Leave her alone. Let her be weird over there in the corner with Billy Lee's thirsty ass and her friend that she's desperately trying to pimp out to Sandoval for some reason. Like, pay her dust. Don't do this. It just makes you look bad. And speaking of paying someone dust, I am going to have to figure out a way to pay Lala dust because I'm sick of her. And I'm sick of the high horse that she's on. She really thinks because she has a kid and she left Randall and she's sober that like she's the one. She's the most adult. She's the most responsible. She's the most sensible. She's the most level-headed. Like she thinks she's the queen and we're the sorry people. Are y'all, I sound insane. Are y'all familiar with that little video? It's from Wife Swap, and that's a show that I used to love, by the way. I don't even know if it still comes on anymore, but I should look into that. Anyway, the little boy, Curtis, he was complaining about the new mom that he got in the swap because she was like throwing away all the junk food. So, you know, he reached his limit. He packed his little bag and he ran away. And as he was walking down the street, he was going off about this lady. And he was like, she thinks the queen. She thinks she's the queen and we're the sorry people. And it's the funniest thing with his little accent. And my husband says it almost any time that I ask him to do something for me. But anyway, I feel like it applies to Lala here because although she thinks she's the queen and we're the sorry people, that is not the case. So I need someone to knock her off her high horse because I've had enough. And it sounds like maybe Ariana did that at the reunion. I can't tell because the way Lala is talking about it doesn't really make much sense, but like what's new, right? We know for sure that they got into it though, because Lala did say that clearly. And have y'all noticed just how much she's been out here running her mouth about Katie and Ariana? She's just talking so much shit. It's insane. And she's making herself look so bad. And I'm just like, is this your version of damage control or what? Because if so, it's not working. You know, Katie has said whatever problem Lala has, it's like a one-sided issue and she's unaware of what's going on. And Ariana hasn't said shit at all, which I love. So that's it. That's all for this week, you guys. Now, week after next, I'm going to be out of town for work, and I know I'm not going to be able to really watch my shows probably, and certainly won't be able to put out a regular episode. So I was thinking it would be fun to do like a Q&A bad bitch, raggedy bitch episode. Just that way I can actually like put something out for y'all that week instead of like skipping a week. So I'm going to put up one of the little box things on Instagram. But if you want to, you can also email your questions and your bad and raggedy bitch nominations to beisbetter1@gmail.com. So that's B as in bitch, is better, the number one, @gmail.com. As always, you can follow me at Bitches Better Podcast on Instagram and bitchesbetter_ on Twitter. I will talk to y'all next week. Love you. Bye.